This is Bob Fitrakis bringing you the other side of the news. Your community voice, WCRS 98.3 and 102.1. I've got Derek Koenig and Mark Schotte in the studio here at 1021 East Broad Street, and they're organizing a hemp fest. Derek, the hemp fest.
How's it going?
Why is it important? Why are you working on it? I'm doing well.
Hemp fest is important.
I drank some hemp milk today.
Oh, have you?
It's important.
Are you feeling good? Feeling energized?
Hemp milk, good product.
All right. So hemp fest is an important thing for our community. It's essentially just bringing our community together, having speakers, musicians play, and everyone gets to pretty much come together, learn about hemp, and learn about hemp-associated products, as well as other community activism projects going on.
Mark, why do people need to know about hemp products?
Well, because it's an ongoing political issue and it's a health issue, and I think people have a right to know. And we currently live in a climate where it's not easy to find out things that people need to know.
But all these hemp products are natural and biodegradable. Aren't there a lot of really good petrochemical plastic things that you are jeopardizing by using natural products that are sustainable?
Well, I'd say that we live in a free country and we should let the free market decide.
And we haven't since when? Is it 1937, whenever that Stamp Act came along?
It's been a while. It's been a long while.
So, you want to bring back, well, it's already here, hemp rope, hemp soap,
yep,
hemp fuel, hemp food, all of which we now get, but it appears it has to come in through China or Canada.
That's correct.
And that's the thing is that we here in Ohio and the Midwest in general are in such a good position to take advantage of the upcoming gold rush that there's going to be once federal legalization goes through. And I think we would be foolhardy to not be in a position to exploit that.
Well, do you got any hemp vendors at the event selling hemp products?
We do. We should have various vendors. We've had some last year as well, actually. But their names slip my mind right now, the exact names.
That happens a lot when I have hemp people on the radio. They call it prepping for the show. What kind of other vendors do you have that you can recall?
Okay.
Either Mark or Derek. What are they going to be selling there?
We do have a few different vendors that will be here. We'll obviously have food vendors. We've got to fill our tummies up.
You got some of them trucks here that kind of roll up on you?
Trucks or vending or food vending booths, correct, yeah. We're going to have a few face painters as well, some body painters. There'll be a few nonprofit organizations, as well as a couple cool things. The Olentangy Indian Caverns will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll also be a vendor selling some painted rocks and other jewelry and things of that nature.
All right. And you're going to have music, right? What's a hemp festival without music, Mark?
Not a very good one.
All right. Who you got playing there? Anyone that we would have heard about?
Yeah, there's a couple different bands. Just going off the top of my head, we have Sassafras that will be there, Fox Valley Harvest, All-Star Jammers, 710 Ashbury, Mas Bagua, and then quite a few other ones.
Let me give a pitch. I've done live radio with Mas Bagua. They used to be my backup band when I was streaming radio out of Victoria Midnight Cafe there in Victorian Village.
Yeah,
I love Mas Bagua.
They're awesome. And there's a few other ones. Bill Kurzenberger will be there. And I know there's we're going to have about 15 to 20 artists or bands that will be there. And I apologize to any of the names. Dr. X. Apologize to any of the names that I can't remember at this time. But those are going to be some of the big ones.
Well, where is it?
At the South Oval on the OSU campus.
And when is it?
September 27th. It'll be on a Sunday. It's from 12 to 10 p.m., from high noon to 10.
High noon to 10. And again, the date?
September 27th. So it's a Sunday.
On the Oval. And question for you, why'd you move it to the fall? Historically, Hemp Festival had been in the spring.
So, yeah. So, Hemp Fest has gone on for almost 20, 25 years in the past. It was originally in the spring. It's now been moved to the fall. One big reason is in the past, OSU were on quarters, and school would stay in session up until, you know, about June, July-ish. Now we're on semesters, and we're out of school by mid-April.
All right. And what is the mission of Hemp Fest, Mark?
Well, obviously there's the hemp aspect and then the music, but I would say that at its core, Hemp Fest is about bringing the Columbus community as a whole together so that we can talk about issues that are impacting not just Columbus, but the state of Ohio, the country, and the planet as a whole, because there's a lot of really needy causes out there that need attention brought to them, and we want to serve as a forum for people to do so.
And we traced the roots of the Hemp Fest, I think you told me before the show, back to 1987.
Correct. Before our time.
And the legendary activist and good friend of mine and my former student at Columbus State, Cannabis Kenny Schweiker.
That is right. Kenny, he's been a big help. Awesome guy. And he's helped bring it back here, too, helping out whenever he can.
Yeah, for full disclosure, the Columbus Free Press used to be the fiscal sponsor of the Hemp Fest, and we used to produce their newspaper. They used to put out a special, I don't know if you've ever run across those,
yep.
But a special Hemp Fest issue.
Those were really cool.
Yeah.
Those were really, really cool.
And I used to prep myself and write a long rant for for the Hemp Fest newspaper. What?
The Hemp Manifesto.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote the Hemp Manifesto. I forgot about that. Somewhere on the internet, there's a Hemp Manifesto that was written for one of the early hemp festivals. That's right.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I'd like to dig it up and probably reassess it. See if it's quite as awesome I thought of at the time. All right. So what do you want to tell us? We got a little time here. What's on your mind, Derek? Are you under surveillance by the man? Are you being oppressed like some of the past hemp festivals? Right. The first major law case I had in 2003 once I got to law school was suing Ohio State that tried to cancel the Hemp Fest. Now, hopefully, you're on better terms.
We've certainly done our best as a student organization and as an event organizers. I've definitely heard about back in 2003 or so when you had to sue OSU. It's definitely been passed down with Hemp Fest stories. This year, we're actually doing really well in terms of the administration. Actually, they've been fairly supportive. Uh-huh. There's been a few restrictions here and there that make things a little bit more challenging, but they're all sort of minor in complete details, so nothing's been too tough.
Okay, so they haven't come in and claim that 20 riot police are needed because of the hempsters get out of control.
I wish I could have some really awesome story to tell you about how they
sticking it to the man.
Yeah, how they would raid our student organization office.
But now they're all on medical marijuana. They're all heading up to Michigan. They're getting a little older. They got them a prescription, a little residence in that state, and so that they're on your side now. What about you, Mark? What are your thoughts on the festival?
Well, I'm just happy to be part of it. But I think that we have an opportunity to make this into something really special that, like I said, goes beyond hemp or music. And I think this is an opportunity to be part of something really cool.
Okay. And how do you envision the festival then? Is some sort of outreach? I mean, is the real focus education?
Well, I would say education in a sense, but I would say that us at Hemp Fest just need to be an open platform for any kind of group or individual that wants to either express themselves artistically or politically or even just raise awareness for a particular cause.
So you're not afraid hemp is on the ballot this year? I mean, to me, I'd be a little worried about the hemp festival. Not the man coming down on you from OSU administration, but the fact there's a little conflict going on in the state over the proposal, RO's proposal. And, you know, aren't you worried about like a street fight you breaking out between all the all the hemp groups? I mean, how many are there?
Yep.
10, 20? And they're all, you know, they seem to all be feuding with each other. So what are you doing? Just saying, come one, come all, whoever wants to speak can?
Well, first of all, I do want to make a comment to that last point you just made. Me and Mark were just talking about the other day where we said just how funny it would be if there were to be some kind of controversy or some kind of issue at our event. You know, we hope we don't, but we're just saying how much publicity that would create.
Or like a pre-event, like Worldwide Wrestling Federation, where
exactly.
Like RO comes out and goes after Org or OTEP or, you know, or Normal, and there's Rolling Stones called me. I mean, they apparently doing a huge article prior to the election on Ohio. So it seemed like some of that might spill over.
Yeah.
But your approach has been to do what? Just invite everybody?
Correct. We're kind of like, we're trying to stay a neutral route, just allowing it to be an open forum, allowing groups to speak their mind. Now, there has been, at least lately, we haven't even been approached through by RO. So they haven't even contacted us. We've even reached out to them asking if they do wish to be representative.
So let's be clear. If RO came to you, the people with the ballot initiative to legalize marijuana, you would let them speak?
Correct.
Absolutely. I think it's important that we maintain our neutrality and, like I said, just stay an open forum for any group that wants to speak.
What if somebody else wanted to come in like Org and say, but you left out the legalization of hemp, which may be more important than the legalization of marijuana? You would allow that debate to go forward?
If they wanted to debate, they could absolutely debate.
We just want to stay on the sidelines. We want to be.
But
the referees,
you also want a pretty big crowd, some good music, some hemp burgers, and good public forum. So, what else did you want to tell the listeners?
I don't know. It's definitely been. A long and challenging road, I'll admit that, from starting it back up. HempFest went through about a five-year hiatus from about 2009 to about 2014, which was last year. We brought it back and had a small HempFest.
Now, do you attribute that to the fact that there was a whole lot of the strain known as Woody Haze, H-A-Z-E, sort of a very strong skunk, and that it may have been so powerful? No,
Woody Haze.
It's sort of an abstract question.
Isn't that the old football coach, right?
Yeah.
It's the old football coach.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is there's actually a strain in this area. Spelled differently, H-A-Z-E. We want to be clear, not H-A-Y-E-S. But
wonder if he has trademarks on that.
He should. All right, Woody Haze. And again, are there going to be any lectures on the industrial value of hemp and how that could impact the economy here in Ohio?
We're still working on a few last-minute speakers, as well as even workshops we're hoping to get. So I can't say any names for sure right now, but we do plan on having some speakers about hemp, hopefully even some workshops, or some other like hands-on ways to get involved for any attendees there.
Well, can he be speaking at all?
I think there's a more than likely chance he will be speaking. He enjoys that kind of thing.
He does. So I look forward to seeing Cannabis Kenny again. Where?
Sunday, September 27th on the South Oval and the Browning Amphitheater.
How'd you manage to get involved yourself? Let's reflect here personally. And do your parents know you're putting on the Hemp Festival? And do they approve it?
Oh, yeah, my parents know. For the listeners out there, I'm 22 going on 23. My parents approve. They actually attended it last year. So did my sister.
Dad was one of the key vendors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they loved it. But how did I get involved?
Yeah, I mean, how does one I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, Blocko, hanging out with Brutus Buckeye. How does somebody get involved with the Hemp Festival? But before we get to that, let me identify that this is the Other Side of the News, WCRS, your community radio, 98.3, 102.1. How'd you get involved with the Hemp Festival?
I think it starts almost...
It starts with dirty, licentious, filthy rock and roll music.
Oh, yeah.
Polluting the mind.
Oh, yeah, me sitting there listening to Guns N' Roses, you know, Rolling Stones back in the day. But I think it started actually about 3 years ago for me, where there was just some issues with me at a previous university, and it kind of set my path into just activism as a whole.
Okay,
into social activism.
You care to go into any of that, or is it?
I don't know.
Off the record.
I may need some legal advice on this one.
Was it Bob Jones? Was it a Christian university?
No, it was Cleveland State University.
Cleveland State.
Yeah, okay. The great old college, Cleveland. No, just some things happened in my dorm room, victimless crimes, and let's just say I didn't really like the circumstances of what went down there, and that just kind of led me into activism. Since transferred to OSU, almost immediately met Cannabis Kenny, almost immediately, you know, just sort of by chance.
So you thought it was like a sign?
Oh, man,
it
was.
Like the universe reaching out to you.
It was. But almost immediately just met Kenny by chance. He just kind of approached me with the idea. You know, I sat on it and thought about it for about 6 months or so. And then finally I was like, okay, I have to do this. Like, I really want to do this. And then just ever since then, it's been a couple hours here and there, turning into a couple hours a day, just trying to work together and put together the festival.
Mark, how'd you get involved in organizing the Hemp Fest and being its treasurer?
Well, basically, Derek roped me into it, but I'm really good friends with Derek, and he was so enthusiastic about it that I just knew I had to get involved, and it's such a great opportunity to make a difference, however small it might be, so I just knew I had to take a chance, but my parents actually don't know. I haven't told them, until now, but I did go with my dad
but
to the...
But the patchouli oil you gave your mom for Christmas, that didn't at least give her a clue?
No, I haven't brought it up, but I did
the
go with
hemp
my...
hemp soap?
I did go with my dad to the Grateful Dead concert in Chicago,
well,
so I'm...
There you go.
I'm thinking he might be okay with it, but...
Yeah, and he had, like, these old tape from old taper tickets. All right, by the way, Cannabis Kenny Schweikert is getting a Free Press Libby Award for community activism this fall. So all that activism going back to 1987, because it's a lifetime achievement award. And again, we'll have more on that in future shows. But Cannabis Kenny, and we'll see if we can get you the date. All right, how is this set up? You show up at noon. What happens?
Well, I think one of the most important things to say is that it is free admission.
Free admission. You don't have to pay.
No.
Like at the Dead Show.
Nope. No tickets.
Free
no anything.
To anybody.
Just
any
come
student,
and go.
So if you're outside waiting for a miracle, all you got to do is walk in.
Just walk in. Show up. You're free.
There's the miracle right there. Right. So, what happens at noon?
Well, we're going to kick it off. We have a few bands playing right at noon. Then after our first set, we're going to start with some activism, some speakers. And then we also have raffles scattered throughout the day. What's that?
And what are you raffling?
Some novelty
decorative
items.
Decorative art pieces.
Yeah. Just various novelty items, decorative art. We should have a pretty cool Hemp Fest actual colored rock, a painted rock that we should be raffling off. It's one of a kind. So that will be really cool as well.
Okay, there'll be a painted rock there and some bongs. I mean, some novelty items. That was the standard joke when I was in college, is that the mom finds the bong in the closet. You tell her it's a science fair project.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's some special things we're charting in there, Mom. Leave it be. No, that's not Boone's Farm apple wine in the bong. It just... Stop it. So, and what else is going to happen?
pretty much just music throughout the day from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. But there's a lot of cool things going on. We should have some hands-on workshops. Hopefully a yoga instructor will be there as well. Can't guarantee the time on that one yet. More than likely around 3 to 6 p.m. But we should have a yoga instructor there. But it's just going to be a good time overall.
All right. And again, any hemp products? You said you didn't have a real line on these hemp vendors, but whenever I've been there, there's all these miraculous hemp products, like hemp butter. It is sort of like Forrest Gump. I mean, you could probably do your imitation of Forrest, like hemp gumbo.
Well, I think
hemp ice cream, hemp spaghetti, hemp milk.
I think the haze
is... hemp cereal. Go ahead.
I think the haze is, leaving my brain right now. I can answer that question a little bit more clearly. We should have some... I believe there is a couple vendors selling some hemp t-shirts, which is really cool.
Actual hemp fiber there?
It should be, yes.
Natural?
My knowledge. That's what the tag says. There's also going to be... I know from past years, there's been people selling hemp seeds. We do have one vendor this year. I think it goes by Dojo, D-O-J-O. They have kind of like almost like a hemp shake in a way. Mm-hmm. So he should be carrying that with him as well to sell.
Yeah, there's a lot. I was at the community market today in Bexley, the co-op, and hemp protein. I mean, get your hemp milk, get your hemp protein, make a hemp shake. It's a great food product. And again, I did find out that Cannabis Kenny will be getting the Free Press Libby Award for Community Activism on October 19th. Go to the Free Press Facebook page at the Florentine. So Cannabis Kenny, Florentine, awards, and all the pasta you can eat. Check it out on Facebook. So do you guys have a website or a Facebook page where people can go and follow your event?
Yeah, we do. We have a Facebook page. Just pretty much you can Facebook Ohio Hemp Fest or the exact URL, www.facebook.com/OhioHempFest. And we also have a website where people can get information, see directions, and that's just www.hempfest.com, OhioHempFest.com. Excuse me.
All right, Mark, you're the treasurer. What's the treasurer do? Do you get the big money there?
Do the
vendors try to bribe you?
Well, I'm pretty iron-willed, so I don't think anybody's going to be able to bribe me. But I can say that we have tripled our budget. Oh, more than tripled.
Tripled your budget?
Yeah, since last year.
And
so.
And you're not in debt.
We have $3 now.
They're in the black, one of the few organizations in America, in the black.
But yeah, like I said, we've tripled our budget. We've got so many more, not opportunities, but we have so much more going on this year than we did last year. And I think last year was a good success. And I think this year is going to be even better.
So what years are you? Seniors, juniors?
I am a fifth-year senior.
I'm a fourth-year senior.
Okay, so you still got a year of eligibility.
I'm going for a victory lap, yeah.
What are you going to do, man? Who you got? You got people lined up next year to keep the tradition going?
We've got some young people in the wings of the organization that we think could take over very well once we're done. But yeah, we do want to make sure that.
But how do you know they just didn't join because they like the hazing rituals, you guys? Come here. Well, we're gonna haze you.
I won't have any. I won't have any comment on that. But no, it's a fun student organization. We do have some underclassmen that have been taking on a lot of responsibilities. And as like an upper class or as like a fifth year senior like myself, you kind of want to find younger people to kind of get involved and kind of coach up to where next year it should be a smooth transition. And I'll help out here and there as well. I'll be graduated by then. I'll be involved, but that way just a smooth transition for the next generation of students to take care of it.
So did you stick around an extra year just for the Hemp Fest?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
All right, the Hemp Fest. On September 27th, Sunday. Is that like next Sunday?
Yeah, it's next Sunday.
Next Sunday. You'll be hearing this on Monday, or Wednesday. But next Sunday, September 27th, from high noon to 10 p.m. go to the South Oval and encounter the Hemp Festival. What's the culture around hemp? Like when you go around and go like, hey, we're hemp activists. Does it like, you know, students get really excited about it? Or are they like, what?
Well, we've got such an incredible outpouring of support from the activist community that it's really just been incredible. We wouldn't be in anywhere near the position we are now if it weren't for the support of the community. But yeah, I would say that when you start talking about hemp, the students do get a little excited for sure.
And I think too, the cool thing about like the idea of hemp, it's not just one, you know, political ideology or one group of people that, you know, are get excited about this. It's sort of like an all encompassing. Like there's a few farm farming organizations here on the Ohio State campus, and a lot of them could probably get behind it. Mm-hmm. And going anywhere to like, there's quite a few other organizations here on the Ohio State campus, whether it be environmental, social, you can even see some economical groups supporting issues like that. So that's what's kind of cool about it, is it's just such a wide span of people that get behind us.
Yeah, for a while in the past when I was involved, it was Students for a Sensible Drug Policy mm-hmm. sponsored it. And essentially, they were libertarians. I mean, they come in with little suits on. I mean, and it didn't appear that they were sampling any hemp products or otherwise. But everything with them was, look, this is a free market, right? You know, they go into that whole history of Henry Ford having made a hemp mobile that
oh, yeah.
ran on hemp oil. It's a great source of fuel and food and great fiber for producing clothes, textile, furniture. And in fact, having taken archival methods for my PhD, the era of good paper in the United States is the era when we used hemp paper, not trees, pulp trees, which create pollution. So a lot of that education goes on at the festival. So what kind of community groups are supporting you?
It's just a wide variety. You do have a few political groups, like maybe some political organizations or like, but then you're also going to have, there's one community group that's kind of like a women's grow kind of organization that just support like women's entrepreneurship. There's one where they're collecting money for those in Uganda, those who might be mm-hmm. like underprivileged over there and not as fortunate. So there's just a wide variety of different groups that sort of come together and gotten behind this.
Okay, we got 2 minutes left. Let me give you each a minute. Mark, what do you want to tell the listeners of WCRS?
I would just say if you're looking for a good time next Sunday to enjoy some good music, some good company, and good weather, come on down to the South Oval and hang out with us.
All right, that's the Hemp Fest, 9/27 next Sunday, September 27th. Derek?
Yep, and on top of that, obviously with free admission for Hemp Fest, I did want to let the listeners know we also have a fundraiser for Hemp Fest coming up as well. That's going to be this Friday, September 25th. It's going to be at Scarlet and Gray at around 10 p.m. It should start from about 10 to about 1:30 a.m. or so. But we will also have a fundraiser for Hemp Fest.
Okay, Scarlet and Gray.
It should be about a $5 admission or $5 cover fee. And that's just a donation. It's just suggested anyone can show up.
And where's that located at?
In Columbus here. I might have to pull up my Google. I'm pretty sure on campus, but I don't want to promise you.
Yes, Scarlet and the Gray. I know it's somewhere in the campus area. Look it up on Google, and hopefully you'll be able to talk to Derek and Mark. Both of you will be at Scarlet and Gray.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. And again, just some last second advice as an attorney. If somehow you wish to partake in hemp substances and smoke them, do not bring any paraphernalia. Do not bring bowls. Do not bring papers. Pre-roll it and pipes. Pre-roll whatever you want. That is a minor misdemeanor, a disorderly conduct. you can get in a lot more trouble for paraphernalia. But enjoy the Hemp Fest. This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you the other side of the news. Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.